want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Anken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is black beans. It is the variety of bean that is worth getting into here. Black, a.k.a. frijoles negros, also known by some as Brazilian oxygen. But the citizens of Brazil are not alone. Black bean love is spreading out all over the land. Black beans are part of the very soul of South Florida. When I started adding Latin and Caribbean ingredients to our menus back then, we were primarily embracing Italian and French foodstuffs and techniques. This was in the late 1970s, and my wife Janet and I were living in Key West. Black beans were my original break with tradition. "Oh man," some said, "that's like street food, Norman. People aren't going for that in a fancy restaurant like the one you are working in." That restaurant was the Pier House in Key West. The owner was a gentleman named David Wachowski. Mr. Wachowski was a big fan of certain restaurants in New York City. One of them was a famed restaurant known as the Coach House. A man named Leon Leonidas owned it. He had black bean soup on his menu. I know that it was loved by the great James Beard. Mr. Wachowski loved it too, so we cooked it and presented it at the Pier House. Denying the power of black beans to make us content would be foolish. I like them for some of the same reasons I like risotto's fine varieties of rice. Varieties such as Carnaroli, Bamba, Violone Nano, Bahia, Balila, Senia, and more. But today we are talking about beans. There are other beans, but perhaps none are so good at carrying the flavors that they are cooked with and keeping things texturally heavenly as black beans. I learned to cook the best black beans from a woman named Betty Howard at the Pier House. Betty taught me to get a lot of flavor into those beans. She insisted I cook them with plenty of vegetables, good homemade chicken stock, smoked bacon, chilies, garlic, and freshly ground cumin. "You can't cook with pre-ground-up wimpy spices, kid," Betty would growl. I tip my hat to you still, Miss Betty Howard. You cannot. Black beans go with so many things. I love them with traditional Florida foods and the foods of South and Central America. A meal of spice-rubbed and grilled chicken over a pool of sherried black beans is a revelation. One of the most interesting theories posited by food and cultural historians is that the slaves who were allowed to keep their ritual drums in the New World almost always developed a more vibrant cuisine than those who were stripped of their instruments. In Bahia, the slaves were allowed their drums by their Portuguese masters, and their African culture survived remarkably intact under the despotism of slavery. The Bantus, Yorubas, and Dahomeys, for example, worshipped seven orishas, or deities. And the worship of those gods involved many rituals, among them drumming, group dancing, and chanting, and the offering of ceremonial foods. Each god or goddess had their own favorite delicacy. This feeding of the deities, as it were, required the transplanting of crops and other African ingredients to the New World, which somehow the slaves accomplished, plus the training of cooks to prepare the holy recipes, black bean cookery among them. Black beans, another bright side to life in South Florida. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food. I'm taking these black beans.